Hello, you're listening to Mark Langley's Horsemanship Podcast. I'm Jenny Barnes.
And I'm Mark Langley.
Okay, I've got a new question from Ivan. Ivan's a new member. Hi, Ivan. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ivan.
So this is, I've never come across a question quite like this one before. So I'm interested to see your answer with this, Mark. Ivan has a trail riding horse who is really quite good. He's not like any other trail buddies. He doesn't seem to go faster heading away than going home. And he's always interested in things, and given the option, he chooses to go away from the barn. But sometimes when he's trail riding, he stops dead, fixed on something up ahead. And Ivan's just not quite sure how best to handle this. And I'm just going to give you a background to it, because sometimes he patiently waits for him until he feels he might be okay to move forward, but he says he's more patient than me, so it rarely works. And then one time he got off and he thought he would work it through on the ground. And he thought that was a really great idea until it turned out that there was a cougar hiding in the bushes. Luckily it didn't come out until about 15 minutes after he had walked past it several times and then made him ride past it. So he's wondering why his horse would ever trust him again. So after that episode, he's been trying to listen better to his horse and just turn around and leave it for later when he doesn't want to go somewhere. But what would you do?
You must be over here. We don't have many big predators. We've got wild cats and the wild pigs certainly scare horses because of their smell a lot. And our wild cats are only, you know, cats gone feral, nothing serious like cougars and things like that. But so there's a lot of reasons. There's an interesting thing. So I'll start off where you sort of started about your horse leaving the yards or the barn. Or when you're riding out, there are some horses that binocular their focus kind of thing, and they kind of sometimes I call it destinate. You know, a horse, very as soon as you ask it to walk on, it kind of puts its thoughts quite a long way away, which is usually more than 100 meters away, and it sort of kind of has this tunnel vision to out there somewhere, and it kind of just goes and it blocks out some things. But your horse is obviously we're quite aware what's ahead and what's going on, and quite sensitive. Now every horse is different, and every horse would not always take on the leadership role in a herd as much as another one would, and some horses like, you know, being able to hand over leadership very quickly to another horse if they feel that they're getting quite anxious. So he's obviously doing a very good job of leaving and thinking out there and going, but because he's out there taking that responsibility, his heightened senses are making, you know, he's making things safe. So he's got to really think that, well, that could be dangerous. And he was right, it was a cougar, it was dangerous. And now the thing is in an environment that you're taking him out, it's hard, because we have to step in and say, well, there's times when horses have made some really good decisions for their owners, and that could be walking through a better part of a bog so they don't sink down and they actually can get through it, because that particular horse grew up in, like when I was in Scotland, you know, there's a couple of horses that you'd use to lead. But that they would take you through the peat where they wouldn't sink, where another horse would just go off in a patch that looked really good and just sink right up to its flanks, and you know, you'd nearly get them stuck in the peat bog. So you'd have to take your horse's advice on that, because the people, we weren't good enough at sometimes knowing exactly what was the right spot to walk, but the horses seemed to know through their senses. So he's out there and it's just you and him. He doesn't have another herd member there to lead off in another direction and say, oh, well, you take over, I'll follow you and you make the decision. So that's where you come in. So leading your horse past the cougar wasn't such a bad thing, as long as the cougar didn't attack you. If the cougar attacked you, well, then he's never going to trust you again, because you sort of put you in charge, or you put yourself in charge, and then got attacked by a cougar. so that would be a bad situation. But I guess what I'm trying to get at is the couple of things that sort of prick my ears up is he's going out quite easily and coming home quite easily, but he probably goes out quite, you know, I'm just going to go out. And sometimes he gets things off over there in the distance and he thinks about them and gets stuck on them. I would tend to break his thought a little bit and maybe go in a different direction, distract him off that for a little bit, showing that following your leadership, and you can do that not just with that, you can start to do that in different situations where he gets a set on something. So he'll set on something over there thinking that he's got to go there, and there are times you have to go there, but by the sounds of it, you might have to build some just redirectional connections in him to say, I'll take over, follow my leadership. I'll take your thoughts away from that for a second. We might ride off over here. And that'll sort of make him, you know, and you do that till you break his thought and he connects with you and you ride with him and make him feel a little bit better over there. Distract him off what he was fixated on. Because the horses that fixate, it's important that you distract them, because some horses fixate on something off to the side even though that you're going in a slight different direction, and that thing's not going to affect them at all. You know that, they don't know that, and that's the thing. We, in a lot of times, know better, but sometimes, like I said before, there's times that they know better. But in most environments, you know, we say, okay, well, I can see what you're scared of, I know better, but just to take a precautionary measure, I'm going to take your thoughts over here and guide you over here to a better place. So that horse goes, oh, I like taking your leadership, I'll follow you to a better place. And then over time, with that sort of, say for instance, if you have to stay on that track, you might just sort of break his thoughts off a little, take him off to the side and break his thoughts off, take him over here and let him have a little bit more time to think on both eyes, two eyes on that direction, another eye, ride him away from it a little and then bring him back to that place of fixation until maybe he lets go of that thought and just decides to follow your leadership through there and ride him through. The problem with getting off your horses all the time, I'm not saying it's a problem, that I get off, I probably shouldn't have said problem, but getting off your horse and walking in front of it sometimes says, I'll take over leadership, you follow me through, and they're very happy with that. Some horses love it when we do that. Oh, you just lead me through the gully, because while you're behind me, I feel like I'm the one that's got to think about all the scary things and take it on board, and I'm just not really coping, and that's, I guess, what's happening with him. But so you're getting off your horse and leading your horse somewhere. As long as you get them through safely, well, you've done a good job by getting off and leading them. The catch is, it doesn't build their leadership skills for their head being in front of you. So you've got to really try and set up situations that you're getting him to lead out, but you're distracting him, sending him a new direction, getting him more a little bit connected to you, that he's knowing, oh, we're leading this together kind of thing. You know, he gets part of your confidence. You the horse will still use their natural abilities of senses and stuff like that. So they'll still tell you what's happening, but they're still going to take on your leadership. So before you get to the cougars and the whatever other, you know, things you've got out there that are going to scare your horse, I wouldn't let him go out in a kind of marching out, because some horses, as I said at the start, they binocular and they go out with it fixated somewhere and then all of a sudden something stops them. I would distract him more often on the way out and just take him on little pathways and bring his thoughts more into the immediate foreground instead of into the opposed to, you know, having long distance vision out there where you're going to get to. I don't want him looking at where you're going to get to in the next 100 or 200 meters. You want his attention more in the foreground. So what I sort of try and encourage my horses to understand is, I'll be the one that can look out into the distance, and I want you to be more aware of your foreground. So I can look at both. I can look over there. I can look at my foreground very quickly, make decisions very quickly. And I want my horses not to look out into the distance so much so. I want them to think that they've got to look, you know, maybe in the next 20 meters is pretty good. You just keep your thoughts in this area. So you're soft with me and walking here, because I could take you, we could be going in this direction, but I know we're not going over there. You don't know that. I could be turning left to go up this track here, but your horse is fixated over there. So that's why your horses should be thinking forward, but in the ground more in front of you. So to do that, you have to do more distractions when you go out and say, reset a little, ride over here a little, come back to me, and get them more in tuned with you and where you're going just here, not where you're going over the horizon. And that'll also help in the way he sort of gets distracted when he gets fixated, but also it will help him not fixate as much because he starts to get used to following your leadership. So yeah, thanks for that. It's quite an interesting one, and we're always having that trouble. I get so many horizon fixated horses that you really got to, and it takes a bit of time. So yeah, thank you.
I'm glad the cougar didn't attack.
Yeah.
Thanks everyone for listening. Please like this podcast and help others to find it. You can listen to more of Mark's great answers on any of your podcast providers. Just search for Mark Langley's Horsemanship Podcast. And if you want to join Mark's online horsemanship so you can ask a question, just pop onto Mark's website.
Thanks everybody.